Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as a teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday, and I'm grateful you're listening today. Years ago, when I was back in school, we had to do these writing assignments called Compare and Contrast. Now, I was a slow reader and even slower at comprehending, and I was not great at writing, all of which makes for a bad combination, especially in writing a compare and contrast essay. Well, this week we continued in our label series, and we were in Luke chapter 7, and in Luke chapter 7, we get a pretty good compare and contrast story. It's an account where Jesus was having dinner with a Pharisee named Simon, and during dinner, a sinful woman walks in. She falls at Jesus' feet, crying, and she wipes the tears off of his feet with her hair and then pours expensive oil all over his feet. All through these verses, we get this compare and contrast between Simon the Pharisee and this sinful woman. The Pharisee, well, he's appalled by this woman and her actions. And Jesus, in the midst of all of it, has a lesson for Simon the Pharisee. He goes about teaching him through a parable that says this in verse 41. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. A denarius was a Roman coin equal to a day's wages. And so here what we have is one owed 2 months' wages and the other owed 2 years' worth of wages. Verse 42 says, when they could not pay, he, the moneylender, canceled or freely forgave the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? You see, Simon thought he was better than this sinful woman. He thought that they had nothing in common. However, with this parable, Jesus describes both the woman and Simon. Jesus drags into the light that Simon, being a religious elite person, didn't mean a thing. That Simon and the woman were both debtors. That they were both bankrupt. That they were both guilty. That they were both sinners. The root of this parable does not deal with the amount of sin in a person's life, but the awareness of that sin. I'm reminded of my mentor sharing with me that we tend to look at sin as if we're looking at a city landscape right in front of us. We see tall buildings, medium buildings, and short buildings. That's how many of us view sin, right? A big sin, a medium sin, a small sin, and we rank them. And in doing so, we rank people, including ourselves. However, Jesus sees our sin as if he's looking down on the buildings of a city from 30,000 feet in the air. In doing so, every building is a flat square. There's no height to the buildings when you look at them from that view. That's not to say all sins are created equal. Some sins definitely carry greater consequences than others, but how much sin must a person commit to being a sinner? The answer is only one. And Jesus is teaching Simon here the reality that whether a big debt person or a small debt person, one sin means we're bankrupt and cannot pay our debt to God, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Simon was in debt because of his sin, just like the woman whom he despised was in debt because of her sin. The difference, the woman recognized her sin, she came in repentance and sought Jesus for forgiveness of her sins. Simon did not. And the end of the story goes like this. Verse 47, therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Just a couple of quick hitters from these last few verses for us to reflect on. First, notice that she was not forgiven because of her great love. Her great love was evidence that she had been forgiven. 1 John 4 and verse 19 says, we love because he first loved us. Notice here that Jesus says in verse 50 that your faith has saved you. The key to her forgiveness was faith. She had faith in Jesus and believed Jesus' words that your sins are forgiven. Faith enabled her to take the grace that God offered to her. Very reminiscent of Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Notice her works did not earn her faith or salvation. Her works were the evidence of her faith and salvation. That we're not saved by faith plus works. We're saved by faith that lead to works. Reminiscent of Galatians 5:6, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcised nor uncircumcised counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Also notice that Jesus was ready to freely forgive her. There was no hesitation on his part. There was no shortage of grace on his part. There were no hoops for the woman to jump through. Psalm 51 and verse 16 says, you do not desire a sacrifice or I would offer one. You do not want a burnt offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Lastly, notice Jesus says, go in peace. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How awesome that Jesus never leaves us where he finds us. The woman came to him with all her sin and all her shame. She came humble. She came repentant. But Jesus did not want her to stay there. He raised her up, acknowledged her love, forgave her sin, and sent her in peace. I want to ask today, how does this compare and contrast story impact you? What is God teaching you through Simon the Pharisee? What is he teaching you through the woman? What is he teaching you through Jesus? May we praise and worship the Lord today that Jesus doesn't keep sinners like this woman, like you and I, out. Instead, he invites them, he invites us in. May we truly see the sin debt that we have and what it costs Jesus to remove it. And may that lead to us appreciating God's grace all the more. May we rejoice in the great miracle of salvation that comes by grace alone, by faith alone, in Jesus alone. I want to pray together and then maybe take some time to praise the Lord for all he's done in your life and ask him if there's someone like this woman he's wanting you to invite in and share the good news of the gospel with. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how gracious and merciful and loving you are. You see us in our debt. You see us in our brokenness. You see us in our struggle and our sin, but you don't leave us there. You made a way through Jesus, and we praise you for that. We declare your goodness today. Like the woman from this story, may our lives respond in worship at the feet of Jesus with all humility, with reverence, and with love, knowing in you we can go in grace and we can go in peace. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.